You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 5 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, bringing the state's total active cases to 69. Two are a couple who are unlinked but had visited the Craigieburn and Epping Plaza shopping centres, which were previously identified as exposure sites. One of them is a construction worker in the CBD, forcing the site to shut and placing 170 close contacts into isolation. Authorities are now dealing with two highly infectious variants, Delta and Kappa, both first identified in India. Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jerome Vermar, says 3 new cases are primary close contacts who are linked to the Delta cluster but have been in isolation while infectious.
Look, I think we have a ring establishing around the Delta outbreak. We've got, 440-odd primary close contacts identified at this point in time. The next few days will be critical because we'll see where this one goes. We've now found one workplace primary close contact and one primary close contact going active via the school community. It is going to be really important to see over the next couple of days what other seeding out we see from this particular outbreak.
Hundreds of close contacts with the North Melbourne Primary School have tested negative so far, after it's believed transmission occurred between 2 students. Professor Raina McIntyre from the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales says policies should be discussed to vaccinate school children and protect them from COVID-19.
So the Delta variant is the most concerning of the variants. It's more transmissible than the Alpha, which was the UK variant, which was already more transmissible than the one we saw last year in Australia. And worryingly, it's also causing a lot of outbreaks in schools. It seems more prone to affecting children, including primary school children. So for Australia, where there's a very low proportion of people vaccinated, it's a worry, and it also brings a new sense of urgency to getting those vaccination rates up.
Public health teams in Victoria are still working to identify the origins of the Delta variant, as the cluster associated with it now stands at 9. Sharon Lewin, an infectious diseases expert from the Doherty Institute, says it's likely someone who tested positive in hotel quarantine is the source of the new infections.
My strong hypothesis is that it's coming through a importation from overseas through our quarantine hotel system. That would be the most likely. And we sequence every single positive detected in the hotel quarantine system, but we can only successfully get genomic information from 70 to 80%.
Up to 5 close contacts have also been identified in public housing towers, which were subjected to a harsh snap lockdown last year. Health Minister Martin Foley has admitted vaccination rates in public housing are currently not what they wanted them to be, but there has been an uptake of interest in recent weeks. Meanwhile, Victoria's aged care and disability care worker COVID-19 vaccination blitz has been extended to Monday. Ambulance Victoria staff will be eligible for priority vaccination from next week. Mr. Foley says 10,000 aged care workers have been vaccinated during the initiative so far.
This group are continuing to come out in such strong numbers that we will extend that blitz to include Monday for that group of workers. Can I take this opportunity to encourage all private sector, indeed all aged care workers and disability care workers to come forward, continue to come forward to make the best use of this priority access lane.
Authorities are also dealing with the second weekend of anti-lockdown protests in Melbourne. Police say they have arrested a 48-year-old Caroline Springs man outside St. Paul's Cathedral and a 33-year-old Mirinda man at Flinders Street Railway Station. Police also served penalty notices to 16 people for failing to wear masks and for travelling outside their 10-kilometre radius during lockdown. But protests planned for the city's vaccination hubs appeared to fizzle. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says protesters should not get in the way of people wanting to get vaccinated against coronavirus.
You know, it's hugely unfortunate that there's that sentiment in anyone. I think they represent a really small minority. And I should say, the vaccine is not mandated. So as an individual, you're free not to get it. if you don't want to get it for yourself. I still find, you know, some discomfort with that because we're all going to be protected with high vaccination coverage.
And while the federal government has agreed to help Victoria build a quarantine facility, it appears that Queensland's request for a similar site has been brushed aside. The state's plans to build and operate a 1,000-bed quarantine facility near Toowoomba failed to meet government criteria at National Cabinet. Here's Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Now Scott Morrison wants to set his own Commonwealth criteria. Interesting, as a quarantine is a Commonwealth responsibility. If you set the criteria, you can design it, you can construct it, you can build it, you can operate it, and you can own it. Because the fact is, quarantine is a federal government responsibility.
In a statement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the government would welcome a proposal that conforms to the very clear criteria that has been publicly set out for quarantine facilities. A statewide vaccination blitz is also underway in Queensland, with thousands of people queuing for jabs across 18 hubs. The state is targeting aged care and disability workers and people aged between 40 and 49 to get vaccinated, with 15,000 doses expected to be administered this weekend. More hubs are also expected to be opened in days to come. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.